President Trump will be in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin tomorrow for the groundbreaking of Foxconn's giant LCD manufacturing plant, perhaps hoping to take some of the focus off of the Wisconsin company that is planning to shift production overseas. That would be Harley-Davidson. Trump advocated for Foxconn to come to Wisconsin. The Taiwan-based electronics company is building a $10 billion complex in Racine County and promising up to 13,000 jobs. And state and local officials offered Foxconn $4.5 billion in tax incentives, prompting cries of corporate welfare. There are also concerns about the impact the operation would have on air and water quality. Marty Michelson from member station WUWM reports.
It's a picture-perfect, sunny Saturday at the Harbor Market in Kenosha, Wisconsin, just a few miles from where Foxconn's LCD screen factory will be built. Thousands of people are here, roaming the Lake Michigan shoreline, purchasing fresh meats, produce, and flowers. I'm begging of you, please don't. A folk band is providing entertainment. While the market is a far cry from a political event, many people here are aware that President Trump will be in town tomorrow for the groundbreaking. Curzio Caravati is a beekeeper and lives close to the Foxconn site. He says he's concerned about the amount of air pollution such a massive operation could cause. He says bees are sensitive to elevated ozone levels.
And I'm planning on having hives very close to Foxconn so that we can monitor how bees are going to survive the potential air pollution that Foxconn may or may not produce.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently approved permits that would allow Foxconn to discharge pollutants from toxic chemicals used in its operation. State documents show the factory would constitute a major new source of air pollution in the region. Another big concern is water. Foxconn needs lots of it to manufacture its liquid crystal displays. The state recently granted permission for Foxconn to use 7 million gallons of water per day from Lake Michigan. The city of Racine would tap the water and pipe it 10 miles out to the factory. The local water utility would treat the wastewater and return it to the lake. Still, Cheryl Clark is skeptical. She lives near the site and worries about the impact on water quality.
What they do with the water that is returned to Lake Michigan, how they process it, is it filtered, what's it used for in whatever they're making.
Republican Governor Scott Walker insists that the water diversion plan will not harm Lake Michigan. But his promises haven't satisfied environmentalists, and a number of groups have filed a legal challenge to rescind the state's approval of the plan. Attorney Jimmy Parra represents the groups. He argues the state violated provisions in the Great Lakes Compact in approving the water diversion.
So the Great Lakes Compact is an interstate agreement among all the states in the Great Lakes region, and it prohibits diversions of Great Lakes water out of the basin, except in very limited circumstances. In any circumstance, it has to be for a public purpose, a public water supply purpose. And here, what's happening is that the water is being sent out of the basin for a private purpose.
Parra says it could take about 6 months for a Wisconsin judge to issue a ruling. If it's not to the environmental group's liking, a long court battle is expected. The request for the water diversion came from Racine Mayor Corey Mason. He interprets the wording of the compact differently.
If you look at what the compact actually says in terms of residential use, but also allowing for a mix of industrial use, what Foxconn application has here is certainly fits within that standard as it works with Mount Pleasant and the city of Racine to determine if it's an appropriate use of water under the Great Lakes Compact, and I think that it does.
Mason says he's confident that Foxconn will meet federal and state environmental standards. He was a member of the state legislature last year when it approved the tax incentives that resulted in Foxconn locating to Wisconsin. Minority Democrats opposed the deal, calling it enormous corporate welfare. They also lamented reports that show it'll take 25 years for Wisconsin taxpayers to recoup their $4 billion investment. For Here and Now, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.